Well, the issue really is with traffic, and only certain traffic, I'll say, that comes off the main street there and heads down, heading down to the Pierce Road. Now, a lot of cars, I suppose, come at a fairly slow pace down the main street, but then decide to speed up immediately from that point and travel quite fast down the road on Oliver Plunkett Street. Now, you're turning off from the main street there, and the public libraries there, the social welfare offices there, and there's a bus stop. And I don't want to get into the terminology of boy racers, but certainly it's a familiar sound there of, you know, the exhaust type sound hitting high notes coming down that road.
So what would you like to see there to counteract that?
Well, look, really, there's two things that need to be looked at, whether or not actually there's a crossing needed there, because people who are coming down the main street or up the main street on that side of the road, there's no actual crossing between the public library and the social welfare office side of the road at the upper side. So that could be one thing, and also it would obviously have a slowing down effect, but also if that's not something that the council are willing to do, then realistically there needs to be some sort of a traffic calming measure, whether that's some kind of a speed bump or something along that kind.
Now, we do know that particular crossing is used very regularly by pedestrians looking to access the rest of the main street. Are there genuine concerns that something serious will happen if measures aren't implemented?
Well, look, it's a highly pedestrianised area. There's quite a high footfall in that area. And, you know, ultimately, this practice of turning off the main street and then in an act of bravado or whatever else, suddenly putting the foot on the pedal and flying down that road, it's not really acceptable. And, you know, I've raised the issue of speed on that road before and been told, oh, there's not a sufficient number of accidents. Now, at the end of the day, whether there's been a serious accident there already isn't really the point. It's the question of whether there's going to be one, and inevitably with the type of activity that's happening there will be at some point in time.